morning in Parshas Vayera, we read at the end the events of Akedas Yitzchak. So at the very beginning, in Perek Chaf Gimel, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Gimel, it says when Avram was commanded to go sacrifice his son, it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, Avram arose early in the morning, Vayachavosh his chamaro, he saddled his donkey, Vayikach es shnei ne'arov vito. He took two lads with him, two young men with him. It doesn't say in the pasuk exactly who they were. Rashi tells us Yishmael v'Eliezer. It was Yishmael v'Eliezer. Why do you have to bring them along? He wasn't sacrificing them. Obviously, you had to take Yitzchak. But what did Yishmael v'Eliezer come along for? So Rashi says in the name of the Medrash Rabbah, the Medrash Rabbah is in the Bereishis Rabbah in this pasuk. So Rashi says Yishmael v'Eliezer, why do you take them along? She'ein adam choshev rashai lotzeis l'derach below beiz anoshim. A choshev, a person, should not travel without being accompanied by at least two people. A little entourage. Always have two people. Why? She'mitzdorach ha'echad l'nekobah v'yisrach ha'kiyahashen imo. That in case, was traveling in those days, walking out, you were a target in case there were bandits and, thieves and so on running around. So somebody had to relieve himself on the journey. So he would go off the road, and they would have, that way there'd be somebody, there would be somebody with someone else. Always have two people to defend in case there's any trouble. That's what it says. So, what's that? Yeah, that's an interesting question. Why didn't Yitzchak count? That's right, I don't know the answer. Yitzchak should have counted. Okay, he took, I guess he didn't want Yitzchak to just be an accompaniment. He was the ikker, but that's a good question. But anyway, so I just wanted to, based on this lead-in, to discuss a bracha that, and we all know the bracha, but just trying to understand a little bit about the bracha that we say after relieving ourselves, the bracha of Asher Yatzah, and trying to understand the nature of that bracha. In the Sefer HaKuzari, is written by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, one of the great medieval Jewish philosophers. In the Sefer HaKuzari, in Mamar Gimel, host Yud Aleph, the Sefer HaKuzari writes the following. This is a translation of Yehuda Eben Shmuel, which is, in terms of its literal quality, is the Kafach's edition is probably more of a literal translation of the original Arabic. It was written in Arabic. The Sefer HaKuzari, for our purposes, it doesn't make a difference. It says as follows. It says, Achein kama gedola bracha zu. How wonderful this bracha is, referring to the bracha of Asher Yatzah. How unbelievable this bracha is. Lefi tochno. V'chama sukanos midusel. How proper are the words. L'chol misha misbonen bod v'ein emes. Anybody who looks at this bracha with a truthful eye. Posachas hi b'mila b'chochmo. It begins, Asher Yotzar Sa'adam b'chochmo. It speaks of the divine wisdom. V'chosemes b'milim rofei chol b'osom aflila asos. And it ends that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the capacity to heal all flesh, and he performs wonders, Machlila Asos. Lahoros ala pela hamiyuchad lebalei chayim. It indicates or points to the incredible pela, the astonishing, almost miraculous nature, a special pela, a special wonder that the God creates, balei chayim, living creatures. Shebo alohem alocha koach hadocha v'koach hamasik. He provides living creatures with different capacities to provide and to hold on to what's necessary to hold on to. V'hakavana kan l'chol balechayim, and this bracha refers to all balechayim. Kamar v'chasinus habracha kol basar. That's what ends with fei kol basar. So we have here in the Sefer HaKuzari just a compliment to this bracha that is such a powerful bracha. And one of the things he emphasizes, we say right at the outset, is he emphasizes this notion of this bracha being a bracha which describes the tremendous wisdom, the chacham of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the genius, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating the world. That's how the Sefer HaKuzari, in creating man and all creatures. That's how the HaKuzari speaks of this bracha, the chacham of HaBorei, the wisdom, the intelligence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's interesting is, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Vav Arachayim, in Siman Vav is entitled Din Birchas Asher Yatzar, the Mechaber writes, K'sheyetzem v'etakisa yivarach Asher Yatzar Shalom b'chachma, shebriyas adam hi b'chachma niflah. Okay, and the whole sif, it's a long sif, the Mechaber goes on, and he analyzes the meaning of this bracha. And he says, what we say, Asher Yatzar Sadam b'chachma, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with wisdom, Shebriya Sadam b'chachma, the flow is a tremendous wisdom, V'yesh Mefarshim al Shem Haguf, some say that the wisdom refers to the fact that Haguf Domel Anod Malei Ruach, a human body is like like a canteen, a flask, or a canteen of, that's full of air. But yet, humalei nekavim, and yet there are all kinds of holes, there are all kinds of orifices opening in the body. And horror, when you have something with air, like a balloon or something, you open a hole, so everything falls out, the air comes out. Humalei nekavim. So that's a tremendous thing that the person exists, that the air is inside, but somehow when the air comes out, there's different holes in the body. Obviously, right? Okay. Some say the chachma is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared with all the needs for Adam HaRishon, the Chakal, Boro, Boro, and the Kavim, the Kavim, Chalim, Chalim, Pierce, the Kavim, Rabim, Kingon, Peh, the Chotem, Pitabas, the different openings in the body, the Gam, Boro, Evarim, Rabim, many limbs, and he goes on to say, it's much more complicated than that, really, as the Mechaber goes on, Kimolei, the Kah, right, that's correct, Kimolei, the Keres, and the Ayim, right, the heart, and the stomach, and the inner parts of the stomach, Shein Yisos, and the Chodmehem, Klomar, and the Kavni, Yishnek of Echad, Shua Peh, and so on. I won't read the whole thing now. If you have a moment, take a look. But it's unusual because we don't find the Mechaber does this by every bracha. I mean, it's a whole long seif going through every phrase of the bracha, describing the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the miraculous nature of the existence of a person. And concluding with the end of the bracha, Rofei Chol Basam V'Chol Ha'Asos. It's just unusual because, again, I can't say I've done a thorough study, but I'm not familiar really with the Mechaber doing this with other brachas. Here he spends a whole long sif, and the emphasis seems to be on the Chochma HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These two ideas that he mentioned here, what the wisdom is about, is really based on a Gemara in Brachas, and it was shown in commenting in the Gemara in Brachas, Taf Samach Amid Beis, ninth paragraph of Brachas. There, Rashi comments on the word Maflila Sos, Keneged Shaguf Cholol, Kimono, Bahano Razeh, Yeshbo Nekev, Eina Ruach Omid Besocha, right? A leather container of some sort, if there's a hole in it, the air won't stay in it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu borrows all the Mechachma, borrows the Kavn, the Kavn Harbe, Dafal Pichin, a Ruach Besocha, Koy Mechai, the Zui Pliya Bechachma, that's the Mafli La'asos. And that's what Rashi quotes here in Brachas, and that's basically in the Medrash, and the other Rishonim on this Daf mentioned similar things, and it speaks about it's a reference to the great Chachma, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tosus says in the word Mafli, quote gracious Rabba, Ki Godal Atav Osenit Los Atav Kim Vadecha Adam Osen Noor Afili Yesh Bonekav Echad Molei Machad. Right, all the word, the hole can be the size of a pin, but the air is going to come out eventually. Right, so this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do that a person can't do. Right, so it speaks again about the superior wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how Tosus quotes. However, the previous Tosus, the words Asher Yotzar, Tosus quotes a Medrash Tanchuma, which I couldn't find exactly, but the Medrash Tanchuma says, "Va'ibra alkimes adam amra bun bechachma shehiskin mizonosa v'acharko boro." It's referring to a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Ches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu before creating Adam Rishon saw to it that everything was going to be in order. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Ches, I didn't bring it up, but you can take my word for it for the moment. The Gemara in Sanhedrin goes through what happened every hour of that first day, the sixth day of creation when man was created. So it indicates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom that he first created man. The truth is I found a different Medrash Tanchuma, not the one I think, I'm not supposed to refer to it, but it doesn't seem to be, the Medrash Tanchuma in Parsha Shmini. Parsha Shmini he says, L'chach anu omrim, every day we say, Baruch HaToshim al-Kinim 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 means the gematria masayim v'arbaim shmona. It adds up to 248. Heavy kiminyan evarim ba'adam. Right? So the very bracha hints again at the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created man with 248 evarim. I don't think that's the measure that I say that the Tosfos is referring to. But nevertheless, again, the emphasis seems to be on the chokhma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every limb is now compared to a different mitzvah that the Medrash Tanchuma goes on. Those who may recall the Mishnah Berurah in the Hakdama to Chela Gimel, that's a Shabbos. Also describes how every one of the mitzvahs relates to a different limb of the body, and he says just like there's certain limbs which are more essential to the existence of the body, certain limbs or certain parts of the body, if it's removed or if it's damaged, it doesn't impact your health too much. So too with mitzvahs, there are some mitzvahs which are of greater value, and actually speaks about the Hilchos Shabbos. Anyway, that's what this Medrash Tanchuma says, and there's another Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Tazria, which mentions the other point. This is in Parshas Tazri at the end of Oz Vav. The Medrash says here, Kishakadosh Baruch Hu bara osa adam v'chachma bara osa. Ketzad, in bara osa ruba mayim liuta dam nasa istinit. In bara osa ruba dam liuta mayim nasa mitzora. Chetzad v'chetzad nasa adam shalem. I don't exactly know what he's referring to, but somehow the balance in the body, the water and the blood and whatever else, the liquids of the body, I don't know how this plays medically, I'm not sure. But the point is that, again, the Medrash is saying, and the Gemara is saying, and the Rishonim are saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with tremendous chachma, both in terms of the etzem creation, and in terms of seeing to it that his needs are provided for, in the world. And that's what the Mechaber mentions at that point as well. So it seems to me, therefore, that if this is the case, then the bracha of Asher Yotzar is a bracha, and again, maybe that's why, I don't have an answer, maybe that's why the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Vav goes through the bracha step by step, because this bracha is really a bracha that reflects our understanding, our acknowledgement of the tremendous wisdom and care with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Now keep that point in mind, and I want to now develop just to something that may be practical in terms of, in terms of this bracha. There is a well-known dispute, actually in Shul we talked about it months ago, about the Birchas HaShachar. There's a dispute among the Rishonim as to the nature of certain Birchas HaShachar. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Zayin, regarding the morning brachas, that, well, it's written inside, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. Shmona Asa Brachas Elo Ein Lahem Seder, the 18 brachas, and he mentioned in the previous halachas, including Malbi Sharumim and Mati Rasurim, the bracha we say in the morning, and he mentioned Asher Yotzar back in the halacha. Hey, here in halacha Zayin, was these brachas, ain't let him say there. There's no order of these brachas. Ella, says the Rambam, Mevarach kol achas mehem al dover shabracha b'shilo b'shato. You make each of those brachas in the morning upon experiencing that which the bracha is referring to. Ketzad, harei shechogar chagoro, when you put on your belt, Mivarach Ozei Sabugura, Shama Kol HaKarnago, you hear the chicken in the morning, Mivarach HaNosen HaSech Vagina, and so on. And then the Rambam writes, Chol Brocha Mehen, Shalom Nischai Mabra, Ein Mivarach HaSab. But if you didn't go through a particular experience in the morning, you don't make that Brocha that day. It's not relevant to you. So the Rambam is of the opinion that these Brochas are recited, in connection with those particular activities. And then he writes, in Halacha Ches, Ketzad, furthermore, Lon, where is it that you're not Mechai? So Lon Bichsuso. Let's say a person slept in his clothes one night, right? So, ain't a mevarach kishomid malbish harum. You don't say the bracha of malbish harum. The malbish harum is upon putting on fresh clothes. If for whatever reason somebody slept in his clothes, and those are the clothes you get up with in the morning, you don't say malbish harum. I guess maybe a practical thing, on a plane or something like that. So you never change. So then you don't say malbish harum. Halach yochei, ain't a mevarach shalsi kala kol tzarki. If you go barefoot, the bracha of shalsi kala kol tzarki relates to the shoes. How that is a different discussion, but you don't make the bracha. Okay? V'yom HaKippur v'Tisha B'Av she'ein sham rechitza, and Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av you can't wash, says the Rambam, ein mevarach nizil gadayim, lo hamaver chevel shena. Im lo nichnas lebeis hakise, if you didn't go to the bathroom, you didn't relieve yourself in the morning, ein o mevarach asher yotzar es adam. You don't say asher yotzar, v'chein sh'ar brachas elu. So it's the position of the Rambam, again, per design, and v'chutzil alach azayin eches, that you only say the morning brachas, including asher yotzar, if you have gone through the experience of those brachas are referring to. Now, Tosus says that's the Rambam's position. Tosus and brachas in that same daf we were before, Samach and Beis, another Tosus, Kishama Kol Tarnagol, Omer Baruch Shana Samasech Levin Ohavchin, that's the Rosh and the Gemara, that's the Dibur Masel, Vuhu Adin, says Tosus, Afilu Kilo Shama. Tosus says, you make the bracha even though you personally did not hear any chickens. Okay, that's the sheet of Tosus. Why? She'ein, as the ain bracha zu ela lahavchana al hanas ha'ora she'atarnagol mavchid v'hu nenem in ha'or. Because the bracha is on what we might call the seder hayom, that there comes a point that creatures can, including human beings, eventually can distinguish between light and day. Can begin to see because the night changes into day. And that is symbolized generally by the cock-a-doodle-doo of the chicken, if you're on a farm, and you hear it is one thing. I remember we used to be here on the Sussex Road, someone who had a chicken, but he seemed to be off, as I recall. Yeah. He slept late, no? Right. So, but no, remember them, they used to have over here. Okay, I don't know. Well, I said either he was off or I was off. I'm not sure. Right, that's it. So, but anyway, the point of Tosus is that you make this bracha regardless of whether you happen to hear the sound of the chicken or not. That's the sheet of Tosus. Okay, the sheet of Kubetzis there in brachas, and that's the Das Shamech Amadeis. Abdul Nasr B'chol Hani. He quotes Tosus because he says, "What's the reason?" because lo niskan al hanos hashmiya. It's not like the small kol sofer that if they listen to the hearing of the sound of the chicken. Right, it's not a din in Hanoah somehow that you have to hear the sound of the chicken. It's a brich of a shevach or something. Nothing to do with that. It's a different nature, a different type of bracha. And so therefore you say this bracha even if you didn't go through this particular experience. Okay, because sometimes you don't need it, right? But nevertheless, you say the bracha. That's also the seat of the Rosh. We'll read inside. It's Parak Tes and Chav Gimel. The Rosh also writes that it's thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general for the Seyed Hayom. So that's those, that's the other extreme. So you have the Rambam on one side who says you only say these brachas if you go through the experience to which the bracha refers. And on the other side you have the Tosfos and the Rosh, and other Rishonim, perhaps the Shemeshes, that you only say the bracha if you experience it. However, there are certain brachas of the morning brachas which do focus on a particular hanah. And even if you can argue, as the Shita Gvetza says in explaining Tosis, that the bracha of Asher Nos HaMasechli doesn't relate specifically to hearing the sound of the chicken, the question is, what about those brachas that do refer to a particular hanah? Okay, so the next Tosis says, okay, Kiparis Sudra Al-Reshe, when you put the covering on your head, you just make this and this bracha. So Tosis there says, the next Tosis in brachas, that's four Tosis in a row in Samach and Beis and brachas, that are related to our discussion. Tosus says, "Avolim eno nene, okay, kigon shu shochev al mitosa lo yivarech lo zuv lo mabus arum lo brachas keotavem kaven shalom nene." The Tosus says that those brachas which are on a specific hana, on a specific benefit, then you taka don't make the bracha unless you actually benefit. He argues with the Rambam vis-a-vis Asher Nos HaMasech Mevino, because certain brachas, the way the Rishonim explain it, are on the Seder Hayom, the natural phenomena that go on in terms of the changing of the day from night into day. So therefore you make those brachas whether or not you personally heard the chicken or not. The Rambam says you make it only if you heard the chicken. Tosfos says you don't. But Tosfos admits as well that those brachas which refer to a particular hanah, like Malbish HaRuman, their Tosfos agrees with the Rambam and the Rosh also. So what's that? I don't think so. I get the impression that the Rambam holds that whether it's a bracha on Hanah or it's a bracha on no matter what, you've got to experience it. Where Tosfos, you only have to experience it if it's a bracha of Hanah. It could be. But I get the impression it's not so. But there is a third position, and that is the Ramban. The Ramban is in Psochen, the Chiddush Ramban in Psochen. Okay. Ramban in the first part of Psochen, it's on Zion and Sochin, the Ramban writes, third sheet, the Zion and Alf and Sochin, the Dir Masla Hevi Odeya, the Ramban writes, the Od Nirali, Shaseda Brochas Halal Shoshachas Birchas Shevach Hain Al Noheg Ha'olon. He says, these are Birchas Shevach on the custom of the world, the way the world runs. Afil Lo Shoma Sechin Yvorach Halal, even if he didn't hear the chicken, then he adds, V'chein B'kulon. The Ramban seems to say it doesn't matter. It's a third. It's the other, really the other extreme from the Ramban. He says v'chein b'kulam, v'chein nagu u'minig Yisrael Torahi, and that's the minig and all the Kli Yisrael. We say Malbish Harum, Matir Asum, and so on and so forth. So you have really, I think, what comes out is you have three different shitas. That's what the Ranim Sachem there also brings like that, and the Kolbo, for example, brings this from the Gaonim, the Kolbo. You know, as a work of later Rishon, Simon Aleph, the Kolbo writes, he says, the chen hinigo rav natunoi, rav amram, that's a gonim, the ushaur gonim, lesader es kulam afilu lo osa hamaisa. Even if you didn't do it, they're all, the way we have it in the city, they're all written in an order. There's one set of brachas that we call the morning brachas, brachas ha-shachar, and we say those brachas, regardless of whether you did the maisa or not, shaloa atzma b'vad huvarach el al kol ha'ula mevarach. Because the way they say it, the Kolbo says, because you're not making the bracha on you, Malbish Harum, in general, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. Maybe you slept in your clothes, but not everybody did. Right? Or maybe you didn't have this experience, but in the world, there are people who have it. So the bracha, in his lashon, is lo al-atzmo b'vadu b'varach, el-al-kolo an-kul b'varach, es Hashem, she'osa kol ha-kolbos, l'chasodim el-utomi l'akol. Okay, and he says, "I'll peace most of time, Master, royal bracha b'shas nicer." Right, but nevertheless, they go in and put it in this fashion that it's all recited together, which is again the minhag today. So that seems to agree with the position of the that seems to be the position of the Ramban and the Kolbo and so on. So if this is the case, then now in the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef actually, I forgot to bring it to it, but the Beis Yosef writes, kind of, he says. He summarizes this machlokes, and he says, since it's a machlokes, and we have a general rule by brachas of Safek Brachas Bahakel, So the Yosef writes that if you didn't have the experience, you should say the bracha without Shema Malchus. You say without the name of Hashem. You go say Baruch Malbish Arumim, or you know, without the Shema Malchus. That's the Pesach of the Beis Yosef, and that's also what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. This is now in Aruch Chaim Siman Mem Vav. Siman Mem Vav Sitches, the Mechaber Paskins. Excuse me. That's the position of the Mechaber. He says it's a compromised position in these shittas that if you didn't go through the experience, then you say the bracha without shame malchus. However, the Ramah writes, both in the Dark Emotion and Tour, which I don't have, but here the Ramah writes, Yesh Omrim, Tafil Lo Nischai Behem Mevarech, O son, the Ein Abrocha Dafkal Atzal, Abrocha Shakarish Baruch Hu, Bora Tzorche Olam, Bechein HaMinig Vein L'Shabbos. So the Ramah writes to Yisra Ashkenazim that we follow the Ramban, the Ran, the Kobo, and so on, the Gaonim, that you say it with Shema Malchus, and there's nothing further to discuss. And interestingly enough, even though the Mechaber says what he says, the Kaf HaChaim, the Sephardic post, the Kaf HaChaim in Simon Mem Vav, same Simon, in Os Mem Tes, he says, he quotes the Ramah, and he says that many of the Sephardic posts can write the Chvar Nahagu Olam Kedivre HaAgah, that even among the Sephardim, they follow the Ramah, the Chain Kosov HaRizal, the Shar HaKavonos, even the HaRizal writes, the Chol Ayilches Brochus, Sheesh Min Anosan HaSefin Ad Sof Birchus HaTorah Kulam Chayav Adam Lusadram Ulevarcha Bechol Yom Apa Pisal Nishchayav Ubahem Levisha Kulam Heim Remazim Nifloim El Oros El Yonim Vein Levatlam and so on. Vilim Adol Yishim Balayla. So the Kaf HaChaim writes, everybody does it. I mean, it has various Kabbalistic significance and other things which I don't understand necessarily, but that the Kaf HaChaim seems to be saying that even the Sephardim, despite the fact that they're Mechaber Paskim, that you don't say it with Shema Malchus, the Kaf HaChaim says that's the meaning of the Arizal and so on. Yeah.
So it seems that there are physical aspects of the Dayan, the Shia, so we said it's a spiritual and all that. One thing was to say, these are physical aspects of what we do.
Well, that's what the Rambam does. Yeah, and in effect, that's what the Rambam seems to say, because the Rambam says you only say the brachas if you experience it, period. The Rambam is in a first like that. The Rambam says, if you didn't, you slept through your clothes, you didn't get dressed, you don't say Rambam, you say Rambam. The Rambam says like that.
The Rambam would say that.
Similar. I don't see that he uses that terminology, but that's what he's saying. The Rambam sheet is like that, for sure. Okay, and in the middle position, you have Tosafot that some are like that, and some are more on the Seder Hayom, and then the Ramban. Right, not the exactly, but yeah, that's how the Rambam says. The simple reading of the Gemara is like that, really, if you think about it. But okay, yeah, the Rambam says like that. Right, you never have it in the Sudar, right, which is, it seems to be the Rambam Shita. I mean, the Rambam seems to say these things in the morning as they happen. That seems to be the, again, and the Mechaber acknowledges that it's a Machlokas, he says, say it without Shem Nachos, but as I just showed, even the Kaf HaChaim. Oh, right, you can't go to somebody, yeah. Well, you have to have them, absolutely. That would be another nafkamina, correct. You couldn't be Yosef someone else who wasn't going through that experience. Okay, yeah. Okay. Okay. Don't have what? I'm not going to call up some Siddur HaHashem because it's not in the Gemara. That another time we can say, the bracha of an Osem Ayach Koach is not found in the Gemara anywhere. And therefore, there are those, the Gaviskas probably don't say it with the Shem Malchus. I don't know, but I think the Rav didn't want to say it with Shem Malchus even. I'm not positive about that, but certain that's a different thing. That's because that broch is not found anywhere in the Gemara. Okay. The question is, where does Asher, getting back to our topic, where does Asher Yotzar fit into this picture? Okay, is Asher Yotzar a brocha on the fact that you went to the bathroom, you relieved yourself, and so on? Is that what it is, or is it part of the Seder Hayom that we acknowledge our Kadosh Baruch Hu's general creation of the world, of the Chochmah, or man, the Chochmah? Where does Asher Yotzar fit in? Okay, especially according to the middle Shita, like the Shita of Tosfos in the Rosh, that you only if it's a Birchas Hanen, and you don't, and according to the Rambam, it's clear you wouldn't say it. The Rambam said it. I mean, we read it inside. The Rambam said openly that if you don't relieve yourself, then you don't say Asher Yotzar in the morning. Period. The Rambam is Lushita. So, And presumably, the Ramban and the Ran and the other ones that we mentioned, or the other extreme would say that you say it no matter what. You wouldn't be able to tell is this what the nature of the bracha is. But according to the middle shita, the shita of Tosus that says that some of the morning brachas are on the Seder Hayom, so to speak, and others are on, no, where does Ashiyotzer fit into the picture? So, it could be that that too is a machlokas. Because there is a Tosus earlier in brachas on the Mem Bom Ben Aleph. In terms of, now we're just trying to understand the gedder of Asher Yotzar, okay? Tosus and brachas daf mem bam and alav dir masu kol habrachas. Last tosus on the page. Basically, we won't read the whole tosus inside, but tosus' point is, it comes out from tosus that you do not say the brach of Asher Yotzar if you didn't relieve yourself. That's how the Beis Yosef says and so on, and that's really the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, a simple reading of the lashon of Shulchan Aruch and Simin Vav. Okay, kishayetze mi beis hakisa yivorach hashayotzar. Right, when you come out of the beis hakisa, when you come out of the beth, and you say hashayotzar, the simple reading of the mechaber is obviously that you only say the bracha if you indeed relieve yourself. That's a simple shot. And presumably because the bracha of hashayotzar, I don't want to call it in your terms of hananin exactly, but it's an hana, the physical benefit, if you will, of relieving yourself and of taking care of your bodily needs. It's a different form of hanah, but if you want to use that term, so, you know, certain sense, it's a birchas hanah. It's a birchas hanen in a certain sense. However, again, this is not universally agreed upon. The Avudraham, for example, or David Avudraham, who was one of the late Rishonim, but important work in terms of tefillah and the Orach Chaim and Yonim. So he writes openly, that atah nahagu levarach b'shachar, now the practice is in the morning, to say, he mentioned Tilsa Daim, which is not the one, now the Asher Yotzar, vein asa tzrachav, vein lo asa tzrachav. Avudraham says, not like that tells us. He says that the practice is to say Asher Yotzar in the morning, whether or not you relieve yourself. And Afkamina, by the way, for us, Shavuos morning. Shavuos morning. Right? Shavuos morning, let's say, usually, I mean, most people on a regular night wake up in the morning, you leave yourself. It doesn't go to the bathroom. But let's say Shavuos morning, a person up there, he may have been going to the bathroom an hour and a half earlier. So now it's time for Shacharit, you say Asher Yotzar. I know I always try and advise the people in the shul here, if you can work it out that you relieve yourself right before Shacharit, then you avoid the problem. But that's not always doable, right? So, but the Avudraham writes here, he says, Asher Yotzar said, Vein Asa Tzrachav, Vein Lo Asa Tzrachav. Now he gives a different reason, which opens up a different discussion, which is beyond tonight. Because something to do with ruach ra, which is a discussion in its own right, and I don't want to go into that whole issue. But the fact of the matter is, the tour also in Simon Vav, the tour also seems to accept that. Okay, and the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe says that from the tour that's proper to say Asher Yotzar every morning whether you do a tzorachah or not, although he leaves it as a tzorachah. And again, I'm sorry, I forgot the tour. And other posts can seem to say that as well. The Vilna Gaon writes, and we'll see the Mishnah Berurah, I'll read inside here, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel on this simon, writes, Vabir Hagro Kosav, 1 second, that's a different Biur Grover. Okay, the Mishabura also mentions that this bracha is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the hischadshus, so to speak, of the body. Alright, I'm not going to spend the time looking. I must have written down the wrong Maramokam. But okay, anyway, the point is that that's what the bracha is on the hischadshus of the body. So, now, the truth is that if this is the case, if Asher Yotzar, whether that has to do with Ruach Ra, but there's this other aspect to it, I think we can understand something else. As I mentioned, the Ramah in Simon Memvav seems to say that you have to say Asher Yotzar in the morning, whether you Osa Tzrochav or not, like that Avudraham. Many disagree. There's a sefer, which unfortunately I also forgot to bring, the Malbim. The Malbim is well known mostly for his commentary on Tanakh, but he wrote a sefer called Arzos HaChayim, which is on Yonei Orachayim. It's a very, very, alumnusha work, really. It goes to the Shulchan Aruch, and he has two commentaries on the side. One is more, just halacha, one is, it goes into in depth. And it's really, it only goes up through, I think, Hilchos Tefillin. No, I forgot to bring it. It's a Sin Sefer. Maybe the first 35 or so Simonim in the Shulchan Aruch. The story is, the Malbim was a very sharp-tongued, very sharp individual. And got into trouble, really, a lot of times with the Maskil, and he took anybody on. So apparently one of the Gedolim, he was one of the Gedolim I adore, really. People say that, I read somewhere where that, when they asked Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, who were the greatest Gedolim of that door, the previous door, so he mentioned three people, and he said, if you take, in the book I said, didn't say who it was, unfortunately, he mentioned three people, if you take one of them out and put in the Malbim, I'll accept that too. See, obviously it wasn't very high on the Malbim. The story is that somebody, when the Malbim began to write his commentary on the Tanakh, so another prominent Rav said to the Malbim, why don't you finish the Arzus HaChaim? You know, it's a lumdish work, and a work on Halacha. So he said, okay, you write a Perish on Tanakh then. Right? That's basically saying that, not everyone's able to write a Perish on Tanakh. But anyway, but in Arzus HaChaim, the Malbim goes into detail to disagree with this Ramah, and he says that even though the Ramah says it, we shouldn't accept this Ramah, and he says you do not say Asher Yotzar unless you're chayav to do it. What I did bring was the Birka Yosef from the Chidor, in that same Simon, okay, the Birka Yosef is a Chidor Simon Vav in Os Gimel, Zekot Gimel, also mentions against this Ramah, that's what the Kaf HaChaim brings, Simon Dalet Os Tes, from the Arizal, that we don't say Asher Yotzar if you didn't relieve yourself, and they relieve Ramah B'tzarachim. What's the Svar of the Ramah? I mean, it seems to go against, the Abudraham says it, but the Abudraham only said it because of the Ruach Ra business. So it seems that Asher Yotzar, before tonight's Shiva, if you have to say Asher Yotzar in the morning without relieving yourself, we absolutely said not. So what's the idea of saying it? So I'd like to suggest, I think, that we need to understand what the nature of the Bruch is. And even though we may or may not pass like that Ramah, because all these people disagree, but the kavana of the bracha maybe is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the chokhmah with which He created man. And therefore it's not on the relieving yourself prayer, even the inner relieving yourself, there's still chokhmah. That Chazal attached it to that for the purpose of just discussing that before. Sometimes the person, undergoes an operation or he has difficulty relieving himself, then suddenly appreciate it. Okay, I had an uncle, who had some kind of a difficulty, and he said, he also says Asher Yotzar with much more kavana after the procedure that he had. He said all of the Musa Sarm pale by comparison to the experience of having, Exactly. Exactly. I think the kavana of the broth is... Right, I think that's what the Ramah Svar is. I think that's exactly the nature of the broch, and it's a beautiful broch. It really is. It's a bracha that speaks about, and that's really how I started with the beginning of the shir. The chokhmah, the wisdom with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, like the Rehuda Levi comments about it, and the Mechaber himself, as he said, goes into detail explaining the bracha. The bracha goes, it's not on the inyun of going to the bathroom. That's just where it was put. Now, when I first thought of this, I thought it was an interesting, pshat. But then I found Baruch Hashem, the Orach HaShulchan really says it before us. The Orach HaShulchan says in Simon Vav, Birchas Asher Yotzar is important in Aruch HaShulchan. Birchas Asher Yotzar Mishunos Mikol HaBrochos. Aruch HaShulchan writes in Vav Sif Aleph, the Brocha of Asher Yotzar is different than all other Brochas. The Chol HaBrochos Heim Tzoros. All other Brochas are short. Umufurosos Aloinin Shaosim. They go right to the point. Most of the time a Brocha, whatever the Brocha is on, it goes right to the point, right? Come over Birchas HaNeni, Kesholch HaLechem, Amar HaMotzi Lechem in Aretz, right? You have a loaf of bread, a piece of bread, you make a bracha. You don't go into a whole thing about how the seeds grow and it develops into wheat. Come right to the point, right? V'chein kulon. U'birchas ha-shachar gam kein. And all the regular morning brachas. Baruchat ha-shem ha-kein ha-chom. Malvish ha-ruvim. Period. End of report. Right? And it comes right to the point. U'brachas u'arucha. This bracha is different. It's longer. And not only longer in the sense of length, but it begins and ends with baruch. That's what bracha arucha means also. V'ikar ha-inyin sh'alem bracha lo-huzkar ha-klal. As the Edgar has said, the actual idea of relieving yourself, it's not even mentioned in the bracha. The Nira Lenis Daiti says there are chashuchan, the emes kainu. The chachamim lo matzu makam bebracha zu lahazgi yitzias on a kovim. It doesn't speak about the actual action of relieving yourself. Chadav v'shin ain't in your covered. First of all, you know, it's not about covered dick. I mean, to say that in the course of a bracha, you know, sounds a little funny. But oh, the midnah zel brichas anena yeshar d'afshi anal adam b'teisa mutarzim and mekal vakum b'chol brichas anena bracha kodam amaisa. By brichas anena, we always make the bracha before. Here, you're not going to make the bracha before. Anyway, what does he say? So he says, lefichach titnua chazal al yitziroso shel ha'adam. Shemitocha mevur inyan hanakias behesed ponim shlo tehim meguna. He says, "V'zeh tama Torah shamas a pirshu kavanos brachas u'masha ain darkam b'chach." So I look parashim heim elamishum be'ogeres ve'halainin. He says that's the nature of the bracha. It's on the creation of man. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. And that's probably the story of that Ramah. So if somebody doesn't believe himself, it's okay. The bracha is still shayach. And it's I think that's he mentioned. I glossed over, but that's why it's not a regular bracha. It's reminding ourselves of our Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand in our very existence, and it happens to be attached to that, to the going to the bathroom. It's not a bracha on going to the bathroom. For this reason, I think that the Shlomo Kluger, did I bring it? Yeah, Shlomo Kluger in his Tshuvas, one of his many volumes of Tshuvas, the Tshuvas of Elof HaShlomo and Aruch Chaim Simon Beis. He was asked by somebody, I mean, unfortunately it comes up, b'misha metaftev meraglayim la'onso. The person has some kind of a medical condition where he can't always control the flow of liquid from his body. And sometimes it's a negative thing, it's a bad thing, so to speak. It's almost like a klala. So does this person, when this happens, have to say, asher yotzar? That's the question he was, we don't generally make a bracha on something which is negative. And this person has a condition, so it leaks and so on and so forth. He can't control it all the time. And when it happens, will he make asher yotzar? And he possibly do make asher yotzar, because the bracha is not, and this is lashon. He says, brichas asher yotzar, ato have a bracha mash metaftes tamid? That's not what it is. Rak al guf habriya. The bracha is on the briya. Asher yotzar adam mechochmo and so on. Vizeh gufa habitalva. In general, in this particular person's case, so he can't control it, the body functions normally, but he says, nevertheless, you still make a bracha of asher yotzar whenever it happens, because that's what Chazal said, that it gives us the opportunity to, even many times a day, to connect, so to speak, to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Tzvi Pesach Frank, in one of his tshuvas, in Charles Tshuvas Har Tzvi, for a different reason than what I'm saying, but I think we can apply a reason to his case too. It's Chelek Aleph of Aruch Chaim Simon Vav, Birchos asher yotzar l'mishtames derech tzinor haroka, which he puts in parentheses, kuf, aleph, test, ayin resh, catheter. A catheter, right? Somebody who has to, unfortunately, because of his medical condition, has to relieve himself through a catheter. What's with asher yotzar there? So he says, he's asking about a chatzitza and so on, but he says, his conclusion is you do have to. Because lamaisa, if that wouldn't work, the person would have the same problem as if it didn't work normally. Okay, so therefore, but I want to say, even without that svara of Tzvi Pesach Frank, based on Shlomo Kluger, and we're saying, you know, that the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say, it doesn't matter if it's through a catheter, it still gives the person the opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Guf HaBriya, for the Chochma Sabori. Dain Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak, Erech HaRedis, Dain Yitzchak Weiss, this is Chelek Vav, Simon Lamed Ches, was asked a question, and this comes up, what a guy, Misha Nosen Ksashtan Lebzika, in charge of our Kwechas, he goes to the doctor and he asks for a urine sample. Do you make Asher Yotzei after doing that? That's what he was asked. So he says, he quotes this Shubham Elch HaShomo, and he says, Yesh Levarach, so he says the same thing here, in Kain Kwel Kimnin, it's done. Okay, even though you didn't per se have to go, so to speak, and therefore it's not getting Hanoah in the same way, but he paskins, you make Asher Yotzei anyway, even after, just the urine sample. Why? Because again, all of this, I think, adds up to the fact that the bracha, what we're saying here is the bracha is not per se on the maisa, if you will, so much as on that this maisa calls our attention to the Chochma Sabori. That's really what I wanted to say. Yeah. No, that's what he was saying. I think not. I think the Chazal wanted us to... Right, but Chazal wanted us to... Right. But I think that the Chazal wanted, the way I understand it, Chazal wanted to see to it that we can reflect on this aspect of our relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu on a regular basis. Constantly seeing that our existence depends on him, yeah.
Yeah, and you're saying that, yes, because everything depends on the Shema, but nevertheless, you can't take away from the men to the Hamah, and I'm telling you, any single time that happens in my class, there is a report.
Okay, you could say there's some hidden. Okay, okay, that could, I wouldn't argue. Even when you're just giving your, even just giving a sample, there's still some. Okay, okay, I can agree with that. It doesn't change what I'm saying, though. Really, it's on. I think also with this yisod, we can understand different shitas. And again, it comes up lamaisa from time to time. And that the idea of this bracha is to think about the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, what happens if a person forgot to say Hashem? They didn't open heart. And now a significant amount of time has gone by since he went to the bathroom. Then what happened? How long does he have? So that's an old question. You know, from the Rishonim already raised that question. The Tshuva from the Marach or Zeruah, was the son of the, or Zeruah in Simon Kuf Aleph. Okay? So that's what he deals with this question. And he says that he asked his Rebbe this question, and his Rebbe didn't answer. He didn't know. What's the maximum? I mean, is there a shear? You know, I have my benching. God didn't bench, so we say, until the food is digested. I mean, is there such a shear? Asher Yotzer also? Is there such a shear? Again, Maracha was discussed, and he says Rebbe didn't answer. So the later poskim discussed, but I balance this, right? The later poskim do discuss this. Rav Avdya Seif has a couple of tshuvas about it, and they're different shittas, and it's again a little late, so I'll try the same more or less outside. Rekha Yot Chidor talks about it. So sometimes, you know, it's one of these things, like in Chidor here, it says that he was told, he quotes somebody who says, well, you're allowed to say it Zman Ma, sometime after. Okay, yeah, but let's get a little more precise. A few people have that lotion Zman Ma, doesn't help that much, right? You know, so we don't know exactly what the, that's what the Chidor quote, we don't know what the Zman Ma is. Usual shear for many things is kedei hiluch mil. Right? Now what that is, the further amount. Mil is a distance. It's a physical distance. But we find that certain things, for example, for the tilsa dime, you can go back to find a place to shear a mil. A mil is how, is the distance which a person normally walks in approximately 18 minutes. There are different sheets about that too. That's why matzah is always 18 minutes. There are different shittas in Shulchan Aruch about matzah. Some say 18, some say 22 and a half, some say 24. So we always say 18. 18 minutes. That's always the, that's kedei hiluch mil. So that's what some posts can want to say, that it's a din in mil, approximately about 18 minutes. So that's one possibility. The Ben Ish Chai, which I also didn't bring out, it's a little disorganized, I didn't bring everything, but we'll say it outside. Anyway, the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Vayetzeh, Osu Beis, he writes that it's a half an hour because it has to be samuch. We find in Tzachim, the Samuch Lemincha, a half hour, right? So you make this bracha Samuch, they're going to the bathroom. So what is Samuch? Samuch is always a half hour. Rav Avdya Seif elsewhere in Chelek Dalad in Siman Hey, which I brought, I'll just say it out there now. He writes, the shear is 72 minutes, which we have from other things, right? A 4 mil, a hill of 4 mil, that's 72 minutes. That's what he mentions. And still others, so we recommend it in the shul, still others say that really you can say Asher Yotzar until you feel the sensation of having to go again. So that can be several hours. Now, until you feel the sensation of having to relieve yourself again, then you can still say Asher Yotzer for the previous time. And that's digested, right. Because you still, exactly. Because you still have that until you feel the sensation of having to go again. And obviously, there's still a roshem, so to speak, there's still an impact from having gone before. So, and there's still others say there's no shear. I mean, you can say, if you go again, you're not going to say it twice, but it's not a matter of, even if you have a sensation, but you don't go, you can still say it. So, Lechora, at first glance, we would think that Mustama makes more sense to say that there should be a fixed shear, and it should have to do with, a certain amount. It's 18 minutes, there should be some amount of time. What's if the sheet doesn't say you have a longer period of time? So it could be, again, because what we're saying here is that the bracha, what I'm proposing here is that the bracha is not on the etzem going to the bit. So it was 2 hours have gone by. So what? There is still, as long as there is some shaychus, to what you did, so then there's still room to so to speak, say this bracha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Zayin, to cut involved. So it really, you should try and do it immediately afterwards. But others say they have the whole day, because any time, so to speak, is appropriate to reflect on the Chachmas of Ari. Right, so that's what Edgar was saying before. Why isn't one bracha during the course of the day? So I think you have to come, right, that's a good point. I think you just have to come back and assume that in a chanami, but since the Chazal wanted us to reflect, I mean, obviously they only say Malbish Aruma once a day. They only say that all the other brachas of Shach only said once a day. This bracha has this unique quality, I think, because it's a bracha on the Chachm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is managing the world in such an intelligent way, and it really is you know, and I just want to end by saying this, it's sort of like a merger. This bracha, it merges the Ruchnius and the Gashmius in the literal sense. You know, the Ruchnius and the Gashmius come together with this bracha really in almost like no other bracha. Right? Here, it's a bracha that, we do this act, and, you know, when we think about it, I really do remember when I was a kid, when I first heard of this bracha, you know, I first understood that it was a bracha I'm going to the bathroom. I remember being like a little surprised, a bracha I'm going to the bathroom? You know, when you're little kids, it's a, you know, you don't understand the significance of it. But yes, every bodily function that a person does is ultimately in the hands of our Kaddish Baruch Hu. And we have to appreciate, I mean, Dr. Schiffman said before, I mean, the Yosef Karo and the Chaber Shukharov, as much as, you know, he knew, and then Chazal did know certainly about anatomy, but certainly they don't know today the details that we know about the complexities of the human body. So it's really a tremendous thing. The human body itself is something that can bring a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's, I think, why Chazal, and that's why they said it many times a day, because that is something that bears reminder, needs reminding. You know, so hopefully we'll take the opportunity to say HaShayotza, now Baruch Hashem, and made all these charts and posts, and run out of posts, you know, and it, around schools, they was telling me there's these big placards, you know. Good. So people should get into the habit, because you want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, certainly you don't take it for granted. Like I said, we shouldn't have to wait to Nebuch to undergo an experience where we forget about it. But okay, but instead, since a person does relieve himself several times a day, they put it that way. Anyway, this is just a little bit about the importance of the Baruch HaShem Yotzer. Hopefully we'll say it with the proper kavanah. We'll say it on a good book. Okay.